Today begins a new era for renewable clean energy in Massachusetts. Utilities here are asking developers to bid on a contract to build the state's first offshore wind farm. Competition is expected to be intense, and as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, this could be the start of something big.
It's a huge opportunity, and I'm really excited to see what we get in our first procurement.
Judith Judson is commissioner of Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources. Some of the best wind in the world blows off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, where the first offshore wind farm is to be built.
We have tremendous potential for offshore wind in Massachusetts. We're taking the first step, and it has the potential to bring jobs, to bring industry, and to grow our clean energy economy.
While Massachusetts' goal for offshore wind over the coming decade is ambitious, it pales in comparison to Europe, where offshore wind over the last 25 years has become a $100 billion industry. Matthew Beaton, Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, says the state is taking a toe-in-the-water approach.
We'll see how this goes. We intentionally wanted to start off slowly because it is a new industry. It has seen great success in Europe, but we're going cautiously but fast enough to actually try to see some of the real economic impacts that we're here to try to promote today.
Three teams of developers are expected to submit bids to build Massachusetts' first offshore wind farm. They'll have to compete on price. Utilities want a guaranteed wholesale rate for electricity they buy for the next 20 years.
We're really trying to make sure we get the electrons delivered in the most cost-effective way possible, but also at the same time try to maximize the opportunity for local and regional companies to be part of that supply chain.
The supply chain is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry here in Massachusetts in the next half dozen years.
Peter Rothstein is president of the Northeast Clean Energy Council. Who supplies the services and parts to the fledgling offshore wind industry is the big question. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware are also planning offshore wind farms.
It's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. It's a great opportunity to scale new business. And if Massachusetts is one of the first hubs for this kind of activity, then Massachusetts companies will have the expertise to be suppliers across the whole eastern U.S.
A local supply chain does not exist yet. So the first wind farm off the coast of Massachusetts will largely be built with parts from Europe. Those generators and blades are enormous and getting bigger. The biggest turbines in Europe, which now produce electricity that's cost competitive with fossil fuels, are taller than New England's highest building, the Hancock Tower. The cost of getting the machines here will be very expensive. So Jeff Grabowski, head of Deepwater Wind, one of the companies competing for the Massachusetts offshore contract, says that a homegrown supply chain makes sense in the long run.
We're at the beginning of an industry that I think will be built out over decades and decades. And that's a good thing, because what we'd like to do as an industry is build a few projects every year up and down the East Coast, every 2 years. So we're talking about an industry that has the ability to sustain jobs and companies for decades.
The promise of sustainable jobs, a sustainable industry, and sustainable energy. A triple bottom line now in the works, off and on the coast of Massachusetts.
This competition that's happening in Massachusetts is really a key to the whole industry in the U.S. So there's a competition that'll be happening over the next 12 months, and that will be a watershed moment for our industry.
The winning bid will be announced next summer, with first steel in the water in a year or two. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.